Thank you very much.
Take care.
Because, Yunus, in Bangladesh, there is only very little capital needed to make somebody an entrepreneur. At the same time, my people in Western countries believe that you need a lot of capital. So can we take any advice from your culture, from your experience, that we need less money than everybody believes here in our culture?
Yes, because people here don't think about the individual person taking a loan and going to business for himself or herself. They see always as a company, the big investments, and always runs into millions of euros and so on. So their idea is not oriented towards what we do. In our idea, we are just helping an individual person, a poor woman, to take a loan and create a self-employment, something that she can manage on her own, like buy a few chicken and raise the chicken, sell the eggs, and she can take care of herself, earn some money, or buy a cow, sell the milk, and then improve your life because your income has improved. It takes $100, $200, that's about it. So that size of loan, even in Germany, would be very small. Whatever you create self-employment,
everybody,
you are a designer.
Could afford it, yes.
Exactly. If you are, for example, designer of clothes, all you need is money to buy the fabrics and the other accessories so that you can design something and put it up and sell it. This doesn't cost a lot of money.
Yeah.
Or you can design toys and something for children, stuffed toys or whatever, and sell, and it can be done. In the USA, the money needed for such enterprises, for individual self-employment type, is something from $1,000, maximum of $5,000.
But that's almost everybody could afford.
Absolutely.
With a family and friends.
Absolutely. Even to borrow $1,000 in the USA is impossible. Nobody will give you a loan unless you go to the loan sharks. If you go to the loan sharks, you'll be finished. In the USA, you'll see wherever you go, pawn shops, money people, these are all loan sharks.
Yeah.
They take you
no
and
chance.
Then...
No so, chance with
so
it.
This is where microcredit comes in. Does it in a way so that it helps you to change your life. It provides you the $1,000 or $2,000 or $5,000 that you can change. In the context of USA, $5,000 is nothing.
It's nothing.
It's nothing. So similarly in Germany, I mean, individual need is about that range.
What about the ideas? We believe that we need a certain quality of idea, let's call it a business concept, to succeed in the market. If we raise just a few chicken, people would go bankrupt. So I think in our culture, we need something like, let's call it a business concept.
Yes.
Would you agree on that?
I agree completely. I mean, in Bangladesh, it's a chicken, it's a cow. But in Germany, it would be something else. It would be designing something. It would be childcare services or housekeeping services, that I provide housekeeping services for you.
Yeah.
And I have the equipments. I can take care of your furniture and everything and so on. So these are the kind of thing we can, this can be done. This would be good for the immigrants, good for the people without jobs, unemployed people. Who has the talent but for the time being don't have a job. So they can go for offering their services, computer services, accounting services, or whatever. It's lots of things which are relevant in German condition but not relevant in Bangladesh condition.
Yeah.
So wherever the person is located, he or she finds a niche where his or her business opportunity exists. So he or she takes advantage of that.
So your advice is we can take it for both cultures.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Not
yes,
such a difference.
Absolutely, because it works in France, for example. In every city in France now have microcredit programs. In Norway, there's microcredit programs. In UK, there's microcredit programs. So it's a similar thing. So their experience will be relevant for Germany because it's not very different in that situation that what you see in those countries in Europe.
Because, you know, as economists, we know the cause, the center of unequal income distribution and unequal wealth distribution is entrepreneurship. That is where the problem starts.
Right, yeah.
Those who are entrepreneurs,